We want a great place to go in this next week where we find some fantastic promises that you could let God start to help you memorize and be encouraged. I'll point you to two places. One you probably already halfway know, almost as good as you know the Pledge of Allegiance, and that is Psalm 23. Wouldn't it be great to have that memorized so the Holy Spirit could remind you of all those things? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the very valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. And on and on. Another great one that I want to encourage you to consider just reading and let the Holy Spirit bring out for you the ones that He would have you remember and memorize is Romans chapter 8. It ends with that great promise. There is nothing in all creation, neither height nor depth, neither past or present, neither angels or demons, nothing in all creation that can ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. It ends with that. That's sort of the last note. But there's so many other great promises before. So many others. So, you know, if we will give the Holy Spirit some fruit, some seeds, watch and see what fruit He'll grow out of them as we prayerfully say, help me, Holy Spirit, to understand and remember. Well, I need to be sensitive about our time. I've spent a lot of time on peace. Maybe you can have just a little bit of patience with me as we talk about this, right? Patience is that wonderful gift that God saw fit to give more to women than to us men, right? You all know that little poem? Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Seldom found in women and never found in man. Or maybe it's always found in women, seldom found in men. I don't remember exactly what it is, but I know it can grow in us. It can grow in us by the Holy Spirit because it's one of His fruit. And it can grow and be grown in us in the toughest of times in our lives. Look at this part from Romans chapter 5, our reading today that Milton read for us, that suffering produces patience, endurance. That this difficult time that we're going through is actually going to help us be more patient people, endure through even harder times that might be there, help us to be that rock to help someone else endure when they're feeling unsteady and uncertain. That even the suffering and difficulty we go through, temporary that it is the tool that God's Spirit will use to produce patience and endurance in us. And it closes out that little paragraph by saying that not only this, that because it produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because we have that Father who holds us and comforts us. There are times when I wish I could really see the growth and the improvement of patience, right? It's like a muscle. It takes a long time for it to really build up and it to really show. I wish I had a little meter, kind of like seeing where my battery is on my phone, so I'd know, I'm 5% more patient today than I was. But even as God is installing that patience in us, using endurance to grow that patience muscle, we wait for it. We wait and know that God is going to work that out for us. And He is the God who says, just like a mother comforts, so I'll comfort, I'll strengthen, I'll remind, I'll do all these loving things for you for all time. May we know that comfort and strength. Amen. Now, I have to switch from the message, the sermon, to sort of what comes next. So can I take like 3 more minutes or so to talk to you as a shepherd? We had those great scriptures at the start of this service. Like, God's the good shepherd, but He's asked me to be His under shepherd, and you have as well. So God spoke through you to do that. And my heart wants to talk to you a little bit about where we are with these things. In fact, maybe I could do this part out of the pulpit, but I need my notes. So I guess I'll bring this. I really meant what I said earlier, that we are not going to be driven by fear, but it's out of love that we're talking about making these decisions that we're making. I love being together with all of you on Wednesday nights, right? I love that encouragement, and I know that when we gather, it strengthens us. I really do. But I think that this disease is such, and it hits the vulnerable population of folks over 60 especially, this disease is such that for a time, I think we need to separate a bit. I mentioned to you what the mayor and what the faith leaders and the scientists and the CEOs of the hospital said, so I just want to reiterate again that we want to postpone our future services, the in-person ones, and we've already purchased and we're in the process of setting up the equipment necessary so we can stream them out to you through our website, through Facebook, through YouTube, whatever way we can do that. I don't know how long that's going to last. I'm committed to figuring out how I can do every Bible class that way, give as much content. I didn't ever think of myself as a content producer, as they say on YouTube or whatever it is, but I teach 2 Bible classes a week. What's wrong with still making that happen, but spread it out even further? So we're going to figure out how to do all that. And your elders and I are committed to doing what it takes to stay in touch with all of you. I'd love to say, hey, I want to bring communion to all your houses and all that, but you know, the wisdom is, if I go to someone's house and I now pick up the COVID-19 and I bring that to your house or the next 4 people, to have that, to think that I or any of our elders might sicken some of you is a burden I just can't take, because I'm a shepherd who loves you all and I want you to be well. So with that said, we're gonna really kick up our phone calls and checking in, and we're going to evaluate all this, and we commit to you to communicate on a very regular basis so you know everything. I think that has been one of the best things our city's done, is really communicated very well and over, even if they have had to say at times, we still don't know or we don't have enough tests, at least they've told us that instead of leaving us in the dark. But let's talk for a minute about what COVID-19 can't change, doesn't change. It doesn't change Jesus and who he is and what he says. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 12 tells us, sorry. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will be, whether we are riding out storms or whatever. He is going to love us, and it's his love for one another, again, that's motivating all this. I don't think our love's going to change. And I love how when I got a phone call from 3 or 4 of you yesterday, you had all indicated to me you'd already been talking amongst each other. That's showing a lot of Christian love. And that's what it's going to take for us to figure out our way through this. I think the other thing that doesn't change is that very idea that we still have a calling to encourage one another, support one another, help bear one another's burdens. We're just going to find new creative ways to do that. And so whether that's FaceTime, whether that's Skype, whether that's, again, our website, and I'm thinking that most of us have a smartphone, right? So even if it's on our, not everybody, but if you don't have a smartphone, do you have a computer, right? Do most of you have that? Yes? Have a way? Well, you know what? We're going to find a way to just do it over telephone calls, too, if that's what we have to do. We'll dial it, do a dial-in conference call. We will find a way to keep getting God's word and his encouragement out to all of you. I promise you that. So we really want to do that and work on that. I want to make sure, if you don't know my phone number, copy it down right now. And I'll tell you, when the service is over, I'm going to go print that slide again so all of you have those addresses. But that's going to be a really key way for us to keep in touch. And I mean that, day and night. If I can't take your call, just leave a voicemail, all right? But I'm going to be answering my phone, and I do mean day and night. I have my wife and my son to prove to you that I take a lot of calls at different hours, and I want to take yours. But if you don't have our church's website address, make sure you copy that down too, or let us print this out when we're over. And the same for our Facebook page. With Marissa's help, we're going to be putting the sermons, and if we can. It's a funny thing about copyright law, about whether they let you have songs up there or not. We'll figure that out as we go. Like, for example, the first song today, Rock of My Salvation, we couldn't put up there. But since hymns are common domain, we probably can put those up there. We'll see. Doug and I are going to figure this out, right? And we're going to help you all out the best we can. So stay in touch, and we will stay in touch with all of you. And I think that's about all we can say about that. So we love you, and with God's help, the elders and I, this is where we're led, and we hope that you will let us keep in touch and let you know, okay? All right, we need to continue then back to regular service stuff. But before we make that switch, I'd love it if we could just have a brief moment of prayer about all this. Heavenly Father, the storms rage and so much is going on, how grateful we are that you are our rock. That great hymn that Martin Luther wrote, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," he wrote in the midst of one of the terrible plagues that was taking so many lives and causing so much fear. It was a great reminder to his people then, as it is now, that you are our rock, that you are our fortress. And we ask you again to be the rock. We ask you again to be the fortress in a very real way for everyone here, that you will protect every man and woman here and all of their extended family from this virus, protect them from fear, provide for them, and most of all, Lord, keep us connected by your Spirit and by your love. Help us. Some of us don't know how to do this technology stuff, and so we ask you to help us find ways that we can stay connected. And we pray all this in faith and hope and trust in your divine love. In Jesus' name, God's people agreed and said, amen. All right, if you're able, I invite you to